morning, City Church. This is Harrison, bringing you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. Let's say you're talking with a non-Christian coworker, and they ask you, what does it mean to be a Christian? I imagine that most of us would immediately go to the things that a Christian does. A Christian goes to church. A Christian tries to follow Jesus and resist temptation. Maybe you could even get more granular. A Christian reads their Bible, spends time with other Christians, prays, etc. Now, all of this is correct. Don't get me wrong. These are all things that Christians should do and do. But I do think it's revealing that our tendency, and let's be clear, it's my tendency too, is to let our minds immediately go to what a Christian does rather than what is done to a person when they become a Christian. Here's what I mean by that. Prior to our faith inducing a new way of living, a new way of doing, it's first a new way of being. Put another way, Christianity is transformative. It transforms who you are, and then out of that, it transforms what you do. In today's lectionary reading from Ephesians 3, Paul is describing this transformed new life that we have in Christ. Now listen to what he says in verses 14 and 19. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I want to point out really quickly a few ways that Paul talks about this transformation that happens when we become a Christian. First, we become recipients of the riches of the Father's glory through the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is one of the persons of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So when the Spirit comes to live inside of us at the moment of our regeneration, he gives us a newfound access to the glory of God himself, specifically the Father's love and presence. And this access is like getting a shot of spiritual steroids. It helps us to persevere, because God finishes what he starts. And the indwelling power of the Spirit is like a down payment of that. It's a guarantee of that. Second, Paul says that Jesus dwells in our hearts through faith and roots us in God's love. So as the Son, as a part of the Holy Trinity, as the Son, Jesus receives the full and unfiltered love of God the Father. And by Jesus dwelling within us, that's union with Christ language, he connects us to that unending source of love. Consider Jesus' analogy about the vine and the branches. Jesus is the vine, and the life that fills the vine is the love shared among the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if then, by virtue of our union with Christ, we're branches of the vine, that means that we are organically and vitally connected to the love of God. Nothing can take it away from us. It doesn't hinge upon whether or not we feel loved or whether or not we feel warm towards God in a moment. If we're united to Christ, we are connected to the love of God, the source of it. Third, Paul prays that God would strengthen us by his Spirit, not first to do things, but first to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge, and that leads to fullness. So again, the transformed life is one that's first and foremost concerned with knowing God's love. Now, here's why I emphasize all this. Obedience to God, doing good works, these are an incredibly important part of the Christian life. In fact, if those things aren't present, it stands to reason that a person isn't a Christian. But it's important that we get the cart put after the horse. You see, obedience and good works don't flow from a settled rest in the love of God, it's either going to lead to legalism or burnout, or often both in quick succession. But if your heart is first transformed by the love of God, your doing will simply be an organic overflow of your being. It will be the love of God so abundantly filling you that it can't help but overflow in acts of love towards God and others. So maybe if someone asks you what it means to be a Christian, before we move to the list of things that a Christian does, let's first start with the transforming, that we can say that fundamentally a Christian is someone who has been transformed by the love of God, and then they steward that love towards God and towards others. Until tomorrow, stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's CityChurchRva.com. And thanks for listening.